second page, Reish Aleph. Second paragraph. Reishnei Shlovim. Milchamei Matzah Upiyasagu. So the first step is a person has to develop an approach. He has to be willing to fight. There's certain things you have to overcome. And the second thing you have to understand at the same time that you're going to have to find some way to convince the goof, that, you know, give the goof its just due, that the goof should not be undermining what you are trying to accomplish. There's a third madrega, third stage. And halavai, we should get to there because that's really our goal. We reach a point where the goof is coming along for the ride. It wants it. What does it mean? Rashi Shom Kosev. Get to the point where your learning is misimcha. That's when you enter into the Olam HaTorah. Okay, so let's. So you start with like, you start. Ali Shur. Either 101.3, right? He says over there, the starting point is that you have to learn, you have to understand that there's a hechrach to learn. Right? You have to understand that, you know, that this is the way it's going to be. You start with, there's no shaila. You have to learn, it's a fact, you have to push yourself, whether you enjoy it or not. You're not going to get to the point of enjoying it until you don't accept that fact. Okay. Okay, now the group has come along and saying, you know, man, I hate this. You know, it's not enjoying this. It's like, not interesting. Well, it's okay, you know, you'll learn, you know, you'll get a prize. Okay, so goes, okay, prize. You'll learn, you'll get COVID. Okay, COVID, you know, interesting. Right? So I'm learning because it's a hechrach to learn. I mean, at the same time, I found a way to emphasize the goof. At some stage of a person's life, you get to the point that the person says, I really love learning. I enjoy learning. I went to Menachem Oval yesterday in Lakewood. There was an older chaver of mine, this person never had any position. He never said any sure. I mean, a little bit about it, a little bit, just, you know, pronounce wise, etc. Just sat and learned. He was sat and learned. He sat for hours and hours a day, just sat and learned. He learned by himself, etc. By the Levaya, like nobody. I mean, he had older. His older brother's not well. He had an older brother was one of our day and was like off the charts evil, and off the charts evil. That was the older brother. And he was an Elohim, but, you know, but nobody knew he was an Elohim because he sat and learned by himself. He finished Shas Be'iyun. He finished every Mishat and Shas at least three times. Some of them he finished up to 11 times. He never made a scene in Shas. And his wife, you know, whatever, he said, you know, he told his wife in the honor of their 50th anniversary he's going to make a scene in Shas. It's her praise present to him. He was nifter 3 weeks before the scene. Like, nobody knew. Like, he never told anybody about it. He never, no fanfare. He just sitting there and said, learn. He loved learning. He had the Bala Boston, you know, in Cleveland that he learned with every single day. He basically supported him. Like, you know, he learned them 3 hours in the morning. And that was his parnasa. And the rest of the day, he just sat learning by himself. He just loved learning. He did it for 50 years. You know, without any comment. Right. So that's what you want to get to. And then they said some crazy stories. Like, you know, he bought a plot there to sell. He finished paying off the plot like a month ago. The Kahana. He was in the hospital because he was nifter. You know, they went to the emergency room and they weren't taking care of him. Finally, get someone over to them. You know, why are you taking care of him? He says, well, there's people who are worse off than him. He says, man, says, what do you mean? My father's in terrible pain. He says, he's sitting reading that book the whole time. He can't be in such pain. He's reading that book the whole time. He went. And he says, I know my father. He's in horrible. He's in tremendous pain. He doesn't mention it. He's sitting reading the book. Like, but they, you know, in the Goyish mind, there's no way that you know everybody else is sitting here moaning and groaning, etc. He's learning. You know, I think he had an aneurysm at the end. What it was, you know, he was in horrible pain. Stop learning. So you get to the point where that learning is geschmack. Now, again, I've said this over many times, you know, by now it's like... There's people who enjoy learning because learning is fascinating. That's not this. Learning is fascinating. You know, fascinating. Learn new things. You know, exciting. It's, you know, fascinating. S'mores and mices. You know, cute stories from Silverstein. You know, which, you know, whatever. Like, you know, like, okay. You know, like, that's, you know, cocktail terror as far as I'm concerned. You know. There's people who enjoy math. You know, there's people who enjoy chess. There's people who enjoy crossword puzzles. They can spend hours learning crossword puzzles. You know, studying crossword puzzles. You know, people who write them. You know, that's not Torah Lishma. That's not that the Hanwal he's talking about. Then there's the Hanwal that a person is learning because this is the most important. He's being zeichet to understand the message that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants for him. That's Torah Lishma. The best much which I have is a Kala reading a letter from her husband. There's no part of her being which doesn't want to know what it says over here. It's just the whole being is given over. I want to know what it says because it's coming to me from the most important person in the world, and if I don't understand that, it's going to be excruciating to me. How can I not understand what he wants from me? What he wants to say to me? I'll enjoy reading it again and again and again because that's the most beautiful thing in the world that my cousin sent the message to me. I will spend as long as it takes to figure out what he meant. And that's learning. She doesn't say, well, I enjoy that because it's such an interesting thought that he said, an intellectual pursuit, and it just reminds me of an interesting math problem. You know, she enjoys it because she enjoys reading it. Right? That's the muscle. You get to the point where the goof says, I love this. This is the most good thing in the world. Now, one mistake you have is there are moments in which we get that. It's not like an all or nothing proposition. You talk again into a sukkah. I just enjoy being here. Why? Because. No. It's so beautiful to be able to learn the Russian Torah. And it's just like, and then, you know, something, then an hour, a few minutes later, you lose that moment. So Chaim Moshe writes, that's the moment of the Shema. That the Shema of the Shema says, during the Shema of the Shema, there'll be a moment of the Shema. So every time you learn, you're learning Shema of the Shema, there are moments of the Shema in it. They say the final avoid is you get to the point where, like, that's the Kaveya.
Does that mean that, you know, we say that people have a different chelik in Torah, some people are drawn to specific types of limud, but I guess in theory, does that just mean that we're doing an alishma? Because if it was all the shema, then every part of Torah we would love equally, because it's all Hashem's word. So the fact that we enjoy it is probably just because, like, some other reason.
I think the people who really enjoy one part of Torah, because it's Torah, excuse me, They enjoy the other parts also. Right? Like, you know, you look at Rav Moshe Shapiro, right? The godliness of the person is, you know, that sefer that he's writing over there. There's a piece which he's building off of, you know, some deep Kabbalistic concept. Then he has a beautiful piece of a Gadita. Then he has a Sugar Hilchos, which, you know, he's learning about the Rambam and the Raivin, and, you know, and somewhere in Taharis. You know, it's all.
That's unique.
What?
That's unique. He was.
You can't be successful in one Mitzvah term. It's a dangerous thing to be successful in Mitzvah term. You have certain areas that you're drawn to, yes, but that a person, that's the only thing which really, you know, speaks to him, means that there is, he has not, there's some people too much that come along, they say, you know, they we have the bracha when we're here in the yeshiva, like, you know, they enjoy bikiyas more than bein. The reason they enjoy bikiyas more than bein is because they're not learning bein correctly. Now, learning bein is difficult. Right? It's confusing. It's work. You know, bikiyas, you know, feels exciting. You're covering a lot, you know, etc. But until the person got to the point where they sat and they really had to work hard to figure something out, right? They have not totally accessed her. The problem we have that the Ian is so confusing to people that nobody enjoys walking away from a sugya confused. There's not shot. I enjoy one part of more than the other. I don't know how to learn this. I'm not willing to do the effort that it takes to learn how to learn it. Or I don't have the people to teach me how to learn it. So therefore, I just ignore that part. But at the end of the day, you're not. My head, the Gantara, is a goddess. I enjoy that so much more. That's a cop out. It's not shut. His head, the Gantara, is a goddess more. A goddess is something he relates to, you know. Right? Then there's a Muslim, you said that there's a certain person with his neshama, poshut. That is the part of Torah which the neshama is connecting to. But that didn't mean he was mazniach to other parts of Torah. Were the unique individuals in the history of Kaisel that was their avodah? Yes, probably. But in general, the people which had tremendous, the Svasemis and the beautiful godless Svasemis was also with Svasemis and Shas. Right? He didn't write the Svasemis. Reb Sadek has, you know, Marochas and Hilchas that he wrote. You don't find that, you know, that these people who had this beautiful command of that Mitzvah of Torah didn't have the other part. That being said, yes, you know, for whatever reason, the Sfasem is remembered in Klal Yisrael for his Sefer on Chumash more than his Sefer on Shabbos. Means in some way the neshama of the Sfasemis was more, that was its function, that was its purpose, and he was connected to that. I had an interesting conversation, like, with somebody. Somebody asked me, like, you know, what would I do if I would retire?
Lakeland.
I didn't say where would I go. What would I do? First of all, I'm going to lay a poker. It's a joke. But so, first of all, I don't think I could retire. I don't think I could retire if I wanted to. That's different. Right. I'm not sure I want to retire, because, right? I like what I'm doing, right? Which is sounds strange, but that's what it is. But if I could, there's Mitzvah of Torah, which I happen to have a tremendous hate. I happen to enjoy the learning a Gadata, learning up a Gadata, understanding it, working on it. That happens to be my favorite section of learning Torah. I don't get to do it too often because I'm busy doing everything else. I have it gives me a tremendous chias when I do that section. So that's what you're talking about. But I'm not mazniach. You know, as a matter of fact, I get to do that less than everything else. You know, I'm busy learning halacha. You know, learning lamdas and you know and everything else. And that when I have a chance to get my you know moments, those are my jams. So, but you can't be successful in any one of them without getting the other ones also. That's been my my understanding. I really think there is one way we don't, you know, that people enjoy one more than the other is simply because they don't know how to do the other. I don't know how to learn halacha. Like, learning halacha well is extremely difficult. It's very confusing. It's very frustrating. It's a lot, you know, until you get a handle on it. I remember the first year and a half when I started learning halacha, I was going out of my mind. I was depressed, it was frustrating to that degree. I kept going back to the Pesach Yeshiva I was very close with. It says, don't worry, you're learning a new skill. It's like learning how to ride a bicycle. You fall off the bicycle, it hurts. Eventually, you how to ride a bicycle. Right? But nobody's problem is, you know, learning how to learn this is the first kufa is going to be very, very frustrating. And it was a good year and a half. I don't know. I just I felt bad for my poor wife. I come every day and just quench. I'm so confused. I don't understand this. I'm overwhelmed. I don't enjoy it. And it's frustrating. I feel like such an idiot. I mean, like, you know, every single which way, you know. But eventually, you learn how to learn it. So I think I much more enjoy learning out more than hilchos. So I just don't forget about learning halacha l'maaseh. You know how to do it. You wouldn't have a price. I had to do it. Yeah, it wasn't geschmack. You know, it was like banging your head against the wall. So I'm stuck, you know, being, you know, doing that with my tamidim, you know, stuck. And I have my tamidim now, which is also getting frustrated, like, you know, learning how to learn a lot. It's hard. I remember when I first started learning, you know, learning how to learn through sugyas and lumbas. So, you know, you had a shir, you had a shir, you had a shir, then all of a sudden it tells the shiva that you can come to shir base and yeshiva. You have a shir once a week. There's no memory kindness. It's like, you know, here, Mariana Trench, swim. You know, like, you know, 7 miles deep, you know, just figure it out. You know. Again, the same thing the first year. I hated it. Then eventually you'll have to swim. Can everybody do it that way? Some people need more help. You know, guys in yeshiva with. It didn't work for them, that approach. That was the approach back in Europe. You know, but in Europe, the reality was the people who would stay in learning were very few. And those, but nowadays we want more people to do it. We had to develop a system which works more for more people. But to say that you're not going to master that part of how to learn. So how do you know what your neshama connects to? And then, you know, he talks about, I mean, the hakdama to the whole sefer was what he calls Ali Shur. The reason he called Ali Shur is because my goal, he says, is to give you a glimpse. When I saw the Ali Shur, they came and they wanted to stand on the wall to get a glimpse. So I cannot bring you into this room. I can't even describe it. I can try and give you a glimpse of what it looks like. So the goal of my whole sefer is to give you a glimpse of what it's supposed to look like inside, and hopefully you'll be able to get there inside. So the writer of He says, this is like the glimpse. You look at it, there's these people which seem to be sitting inside, and like they're so happy. You know, and I want to join that too. I want to figure out what can I do to get there. So there are there's a lot. If you try and skip the step of piyus haguf, it's not going to work. You need the piyus haguf. Chazal say lo'olam, that's right. Chazal say lo'olam always. Chazal say there's no way to go straight to lishma. He says if you try to go straight to lishma because the pastor says you go to shlo lishma, he says you're not going to be successful. And then he says, and that's what the Gaon is saying. Your prune kite causes your path to go crooked. You get all of a sudden, Hashem, I tried so hard, you didn't use the right approach. You skipped the step of P as a goof.
Yeah, that's true.
But you have to pay as a goof correctly. So the guy says, P as a goof. So every time I learn, I'm going to sit and talk about it the whole time. So I pay as a goof. Don't pay as a goof. Don't pay as a goof. It means that you still have your goof is still sticking in, you're still eating chocolate bars.
Now we're asking, what is the
okay.